வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 10th of April, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Prabhupada, there has been discussion amongst many of the members of the press and the Sanskrit editors regarding the actual place of Nisinga's pastimes. So I told them that on the occasion of our travel to Sautanya, we visited this place, Ahobilam, and the pundits, they have scriptural reference from the Brahmanda Purana and the Nisinga Purana, that the place is actually mentioned there, and it has been recognized by Ramanujacharya and many of the great Alvar saints. And yourself have already told me twice personally that this was the actual place where it happened. And on top of the mountain there, there's the pillar, iron pillar, which is the symbol of the spot where Lord Nrisimha killed here in the Kashyapu. So for the benefit of all of these devotees, they were just requesting your actual confirmation.
Confirmation or no confirmation? Nrisimha Dev is our worshipable deity, that's all. Why you are bothering where he killed Hiranyakashipu? You are safe.
They just wanted
the question came up because they have some pictures, photographs from these places, and we wanted to know if they were suitable for publishing.
Oh, so, why you are bothering with that? That will be accepted or not accepted. What's it?
It's not that important.
That is the important thing.
Yeah.
And he's diseased. He has gone to the physician. So whether in the first duty to investigate where from the disease came, or to cure him, which is important.
To cure.
Similarly, Nrisimha Dev might have done this or here or there, but he is our worshipable deity, that's all. Why bother with unnecessary things?
We know Nrisimha is everywhere. That is the
answer. We were just afraid that if we published a picture that was not correct, then you might become like Nrisimha Dev. We're afraid that if we were to publish a picture that is not correct.
So, when it is disputed, why should we publish that picture?
Yes.
It is controversial. We should not.
The controversy is only amongst the
whatever
members.
Whatever it may be, as soon as there is little controversy. I explained yesterday.
For Datun?
No. Crow and the tal fruit.
Yeah.
Somebody says this, somebody says this. Yeah, what is that important thing? Crow and a tal? You know the Tatatalian
man? I never heard of
that. There was a tree, tal tree, and tal tree, so one crow was there, and the tal fruit fell down. Two pandits, they began to say, whether the tal fruit fell down because the crow sat down on it, therefore fell down. The other says, no, the tal fruit was falling down and the crow could not sit on it. And they began to fight. No, this. He says, no, this. No, this. Wrong.
Or maybe the crow tried to eat it.
I think in this case it was just a question that they never knew actually what was the actual position. But if your Divine Grace does not wish anything to be published regarding that place, then we will not do it.
As soon as there is some controversy about it, there is tal fruit and crow. You are seeing Nrisimha Dev. Ito Nrisimha, Ito Paratum, Jato Jato Jami, Tato Nrisimha. Nrisimha Dev is everywhere.
But here, he doesn't know.
Why Nrisimha Dev can be confined? He was here. He's everywhere. And as he's everywhere, he's here also. That's all.
Just as a capitalist sees money everywhere, and a lusty person sees sex life everywhere, devotee sees Krishna everywhere, even in a pillar. I've been reading a lot in different books about envy. You say that people kill cows only out of envy. I was wondering if you could give a definition of what envy is. I don't understand why they would kill animals
envy
out of
means
envy.
The cow has got right to live. He does not allow the cow to live. That is envy. Cannot understand this. Suppose you are walking. You have got right to walk, I have got, and if I kill it, you cannot walk. That is envy, yes. Everyone has got right to live. Just like the camel. Well, God has given their food. They are accustomed to eat these thorny twigs. But Krishna has given them. Let them eat and live. Why should you interfere with his living condition? Do not interfere with others' right. Why should you? Man is tending to life. Why is they say overpopulation? Where is man? Overpopulation in the city. He goes to Bhunam Vidhati Kama. Krishna has his own plan. Even overpopulation, Krishna provides. Why you are worried over population? You chant Hare Krishna. Why you are worried about over population?
Well, we are less worried now with the family planning program. With the family planning program, the worry is decreasing. They will argue like that.
Family planning? Why family planning? Family planning is already there. That don't marry. Why don't you accept it? Don't have sex. This is real family planning.
That is horrible.
Huh?
It is horrible.
Might as well kill ourselves.
Not horrible. It is horrible for a particular person.
Srila Prabhupada, you made the statement the other morning that if someone kills a young child, it is condemned. So if someone is killing the young child within the womb, that also should be condemned.
Yeah.
Simply that they have no clear idea of what consciousness is and what life is. Mm. Therefore, all these things are going on.
All rascals. How they are risking their own life. Karma bandhu. Just like a thief. He's thinking, I'm doing very nice business without any... I'm getting so much money. But that is risky.
You gave that other example in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm. That Lakshmadev let Hiranyakashipu slip from his hands for a little while just to play with him. Then talk. The Vedic civilization is centered around villages, not cities. Mm-hmm. If we want to make the world Krishna conscious,
Vedic civilization is in the forest. Go to the forest.
Very nice.
Neither in the city nor in the village. Go to the forest.
But there were cities like Dwarka.
That is another thing. But the ideal is, Banangato Jadharimasai. Go to the forest and depend on Krishna and live there. And that is perfection. Banangato Jadharimasai. Go to the forest and remain depending on Krishna.
There are no forests there.
There are so many forests in America.
Yeah.
Full of forests. The state, Africa. So many forests. Big, big forests.
In yoga, we cannot do that due to our conditioning.
Faith Canto describes the whole material world as a forest
of enjoyment.
Forest of enjoyment.
They go in the village for big little food. That's all. Just like you can live in this forest. And what will eat? Two chapati. So you can go and beg. That's all. All day's business finished. Chant Hare Krishna.
Too simple to understand. So simple we even cannot realize how simple it is.
But if we tried to do that, wouldn't it be sort of artificial?
Yeah.
Yeah.